right? And here's the thing, guys. You don't get to control your circumstance. You know, you're not alone on the planet. There's a bunch of people here. There's mass consciousness. There's a lot of moving parts. So you don't get to control everything. You can have the best of intentions. Doesn't mean it's going to work out that way. Have you ever done something really nice for somebody and you think, oh, this is just such a great loving thing to do, and they don't receive it that way?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you're like, what the heck just happened? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't have control over that. The only thing you ever, ever have control over is how you tell your story about you. Period. That's it. And so become masterful at telling a good story. Because when you get really good at telling a good story about you, that you're always the hero of everything, that you somehow got something right in it, you start dismantling the negative frequencies that are so innately part of our existence. And, you know, the better you feel, the more good things that unroll around you. Doesn't mean everybody's going to, you know, respond all the same way, but you somehow will magnetize a lot more people who do. And yet that's really tricky when we can think and we can affirm positive thought, but what are you really speaking all the time? If you're still speaking, if you're telling the story and there's always a little bit of scarcity in there, or a little bit of judgment in there, a little bit of negative twist on it, that's your dominant frequency. Not the affirmations you do and the vision board and the journaling. Your dominant frequency is the way you speak in telling any story. And it's always interesting for me, numerous times, somebody will come in the chair and get a great tap, and then after it'll just be driving them crazy to not come tell me their sad story. And I'll be like, you know, we just made a lot of space. Why do you want to fill back up with that? And I had one woman, she was new, and she sat in the chair, and then she started to do it. And I was like, you know, my advice to you is never, if you don't speak it if you don't want more of it. And oh my gosh, she didn't. And it was so profound that she just zipped it. And I worked with her a lot, and she had some really horrific childhood and really big struggles, and I just got a text from her, and she ended up in a really great place in life. But talk about a turnaround. And I don't know why, she was just so desperate to change, her brain got it. And then when we would talk, you know, she'd be like, I'm like, no, now you can tell me so I can help you reframe it. But it was really incredible that I got the most beautiful text from her, and what she said is, wow, it's true. When you face your biggest fear, the biggest reward comes right after. And she is now a yoga teacher and loving her life. And she came from such horrific background. And she had such horrific circumstance when I met her. And now I just think of her and my heart swells. Isn't that amazing? She's blessing lives in a way that she enjoys, which she was not going to allow herself to do. Because her dominant frequency was, it's all got to be hard and you suffer. And she changed it. And so that is a stark reminder. The first place to catch it is, what are you speaking and how are you speaking? If you can catch that, you can do massive amounts of work. Okay? All right, so take a big breath. Yes. We'll just take a big breath. Okay, Nuj, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, it's kind of interesting what you're talking about, because something that's coming up for me is really interesting, is I'm starting to dismantle this story that I have that I'm so busy all the time. And it's I just even had a little mini breakthrough about it today, and it's like, you know what? I could make way more money and spend way less time and have this awesome life. And it's just, you know, it's just really exciting. So I just want to put that out there, you know, that maybe there's a way to tap around that. Just like you're talking about dominant stories, your frequency, I find myself telling people all the time, you know, just last night I was talking to these two partners of mine. I said, you know what, if you have time to do that, you can do it, because I'm at the office 6-7 days a week, and I just don't have time for that. I'm slammed to the wall, blah, 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 you know? And I'm like, as of today, I'm thinking, I can just dismantle that baby. I don't need to be talking like that. I could live a life where I work 30 or 40 hours a week, do great work for people.
Well, here's the interesting thing. When you clear up the energy drains, the poor me story, the drama queen, the victim consciousness, the I give more than everybody else gives, the, you know, you're catching the flavor here, right? Mm-hmm. We've all done that. The martyr thing. When you give up all those energies, you're so productive, you can get what you used to get done in half the time. It's incredible. It's the mind busyness that sucks so much time and effort and energy. And then it's the scarcity stories that'll have you recheck something 20 times, not trust intuitive hits, not trust ease. Have you ever had something nice and easy come to you and then you ruin it? You make it difficult? I knew a guy who manifested winning a car. And it was the car he put on his vision board. And he will tell the story himself. And he couldn't accept it. So he went and he traded that car in and got a different car. And then that car, he wasn't happy with that car, so he ended up having to buy back his car. So in the end, the car he won for free, he had to pay notes on. Right? And that's because his dominant expression would not allow him the luxury of a free car. And we all do that. We've all done it with something, right? And so the fastest way is catch. Or here's a way to help you. When you're telling your story, any story, about somebody else, about yourself, about your past, about your job, about your family, birth or existing, whatever story you're telling, if you were to stop and say in your mind, what is it I want that person to hear and feel when I tell this? You will be appalled. Right? And so that's a really good way to catch yourself in it.